From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he's made a decision on the international Iranian nuclear agreement, but declined to reveal to reporters what that decision was. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson late Wednesday met in New York with the other signatories to the nuclear deal.
He had made a decision. He has not shared that with anyone externally. Prime Minister May asked him if he would share it with her, and he said no. So I think, you know, as the president's always indicated, he will let you know when he thinks it's useful to let you know, and he doesn't share his forward planning with people.
Mr. Trump, who has been critical of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, has until October 15 to inform Congress whether Tehran remains in compliance with the two-year-old deal. Meanwhile, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said at a U.N. news conference, any country that tries to back out of the agreement would do nothing but embarrass itself. During his U.N. remarks, Mr. Rouhani said Iran would not be the first country to violate the agreement. Meanwhile, General John Hyten, head of the U.S. Strategic Command, said Iran is operating under the deal while also rapidly deploying and developing a series of ballistic missiles of all ranges that pose a challenge to the U.S. and its allies. Togolese security forces opened fire Wednesday on anti-government protesters, demanding an end to the rule of President Faure Gnassingbé. Rights groups say one boy was killed, more than two dozen other people were wounded. Tensions in the tiny West African country are on the rise since protests broke out last month over an effort to reimpose a two-term limit on presidents. The Gnassingbé family has ruled the country since independence for 50 years. Tuesday, the parliament failed to approve a measure providing four term limits. This is VOA News. The leaders of the U.S. and South Korea are expected to meet later Thursday in New York on North Korea, following President Trump's warning that the U.S. is prepared to destroy the North if the U.S. and its allies are threatened with nuclear attack. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe devoted his entire remarks to the U.N. General Assembly Wednesday on the threat posed by North Korea. Mr. Abe warned that Pyongyang's nuclear weapons either already are or are on the verge of becoming hydrogen bombs, and the means of delivery sooner or later will be intercontinental ballistic missiles. He said now is not the time for dialogue, but pressure. Japan Forum for Strategic Studies senior research fellow Grant Newsham said Mr. Abe's policy closely resembles that of its ally, the U.S.
I think Prime Minister Abe realizes that Japan's interests and his interests are in staying as close to the Americans as possible. And what he said does align with what Mr. Trump has said.
Meanwhile, South Korea announced an $8 million package of humanitarian aid to North Korea despite geopolitical tensions. A Red Cross truck carrying aid to Rohingya Muslim refugees crashed Thursday in Bangladesh, killing nine aid workers. The driver apparently lost control near the border town of Cox's Bazar, where hundreds of thousands have fled violence in Myanmar. In Rakhine State, several hundred Buddhists tried to block an aid shipment to Muslims. Police had to fire warning shots and made several arrests. On Wednesday, Vice President Mike Pence called on the Security Council for strong and swift U.N. action to end nearly a month of violence in western Myanmar.
And now we're witnessing a historic exodus. Over 400,000 Rohingya, including tens of thousands of children, have now been forced to flee from Burma to Bangladesh, with more following every day.
Myanmar's vice president told the UN Wednesday the security situation in his country is improving, with no new clashes reported since September 5th. Spanish government is preparing for more protests as Catalan separatists take to the streets following a central government crackdown on those behind an October 1st independence referendum. Protests like this one occurred in Madrid and Barcelona. Police have raided Catalan government offices, arrested local officials, and seized millions of ballot papers. The country's constitutional court suspended the vote as unconstitutional. In Mexico, authorities now say 240 have died following Tuesday's major earthquake in central Mexico that collapsed buildings. Rescuers are working to locate survivors. Hurricane Maria has been upgraded to a Category 3 storm after lashing the Caribbean island of Puerto Rico Wednesday, plunging the U.S. territory into darkness. The storm caused widespread flooding, has left at least 10 dead on its course through the region. Iraq Thursday launched an operation to retake the town of Fallujah from Islamic State.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, hey. Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will be knocking on your doors, so I want you to relax, because today again, we're going to take a trip around Africa on disc. But our special stop today is going to be in Cameroon, where later on in the show, I'll be talking to Cameroon's award-winning singer, Naomi Achu. And we'll be talking about her album, Long Live the Queen. Oh, you want to hear the songs on that album. So don't go away, stay around, because Naomi Achu from Bamenda, Cameroon, will be right here in the studio to tell you all about her journey. But let's start this part of the journey right now with music from Uganda, Ziggy 5-5, Sherina Nagar. And this is beautiful African music. And so that's what we're going to start off with today. And Sweet Africa by L.I.B. Queen of Liberia. But Sherina Nagar right now, the sound of Ziggy 5-5. And Ziggy 5-5, if you're listening to the show right now from Uganda, I am dedicating your music to you and all your fans out there. Let's check this one out. Sheri Nanaga.
Ah, on ne change pas les gens qui gagnent. Eh, Zali Bongo, ma solo à Carleone, le véritable italien à Katia Palekwa. Maman a Sayan, bon, bien sûr.
Avani, je m'en fous.
Qui aime l'arbre aime aussi les branches, n'attribue.
Ougouroumé, Iwe, Wanwaye.
Les maîtres de Kola et les Soussous, Elengue.
Avani, Mose, Wazanuma.
Bino, Pato, Yamosolo, Batieri, Fikiri. Yeba, que l'amour est souvent dans les paroles qu'on ne dit pas. Ouais. I, Suraya, we, mami. Ouburanga, gawe. Amaso yawe, amaso yawe, damwa basizi vita maso yinyana. DJ Audace, l'administrateur.
Amakoka mali koko mizani ya ura, koura renze, habezura bahura. Uruta vera, ukaruta vira ura, nakaku orata.
Ya Richard, papa na Eva.
Ukore murugo ni mumuti mamunu, kowe wambere yeyu.
Ah, docteur Kimbone, le gars m'a dictionné la bolimoko. N'a le gamin à quoi il s'amère et n'a le laïe. Sentima,
hein?
Sophie Sacha Houssen, la grande dame de Paris.
Avani, je m'en fous.
Pasteur Gloire. Ma bambolito zoa. La figure emblématique de Cape Town, Jimmy Yasser. Junior Kafi, Bisapia Pembe, le maître des sons. Bomangane Lengi Tata. La maîtresse des platines, DJ Princesse Fleur, Mwana Schengen.
Nanga kunda tuge karaoke,
DJ Wute.
Nanga kunda tuge morisine,
Papa Yannick.
Akunda tuge la baba ba ye mama. Nanga kunda kunja na guseka,
Saiba.
Nanga kunda guseka no kunseta. Akunda tete, nange mutete she.
Mono kwa genda, mono kwa seka.
Nono spaghetti, la voix cassée.
Mono kwa genda,
marche ma tête.
Mono kwa seka,
modèle abandonné.
Umubiri wendi nguwa kana gato, utajavera mwisunga mera gato.
Bandimi, à quoi sert le verbe aimer si la personne qu'on aime ne le conjugue pas? Maître Timothée, bête la ngasembe wana ba bulutuko, to conjugue verbe wana na mélodie. Papa Leki Maître, beaucoup d'advance, Papa Namelissa, Papa Kana, les sponsors officiels, Mahamé Claude, Papa Bonbon, Papa Robu, le grand Mopresso, Yona Melo Benabouma Balembewa, Robo Kemo Kouatin.
Hein? kayingana yebisa ba yebatia tembe ezali bongo shoot ya 3 points tuna petit na jaluk petit na confiance au confirmer. Je voyais papa na briena yebisa ba mosa kya pa metele makate papa oye zali longa ba kulutu na modele ya lula kalua nkosi souffle zeli te otiki na yoti toko ponde na bangote
liwe wakwaye
Sophie Mafuta na Lady Boss
amani je m'en
fous la reine de gachete la sexy sisi Dubai bamba bamba
wakwaye
Serenanga na diru moza la reine de Saba
amani mose
Bien sapé, bien coiffé, bien parfumé, quoi. Toujours à l'italienne.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
We'll be right back.
Africa, L.I.B. Queen from Liberia, and then Cherie Nanaga by Ziggy 55 of Uganda. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vanney here in Washington. Don't forget to join me and my guest later, and that is the Queen of Bamenda, Naomi Achu, straight from Cameroon. She's going to be live here in the studio, so stay tuned for that.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back, the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African beat on the Voice of America. And now, let's move to Sierra Leone, music by SBMAK, one of my favorites from his album Rising, and this is Tego, beautiful music. Right after that, Ghana is going to be the next stop with Fuse ODG in Tina, but Tego right now, this is a hit song, and you're going to love it, by SBMAK from Sierra Leone.
You promise?
You promise?
You promise?
You will never let me go?
Since you come, let me life won't ever be the same again. Make kinda like the way you love me, make I just feel complete. You like the girl where they make kinda grow, so I know I go let you go. Take go, take go. You come, let me life won't ever be the same again. Make kinda like the way you love me, make I just feel complete. You like the girl where they make kinda grow. So I know I'll go left you go. Take go, take go, baby.
Ha, I promise you we not go party. Without you, baby girl, me world go scatter. Anything for your love, now you matter. Baby girl, are you the shine like a lantern? You said you never listen to rumors, not so much on man time. You always stay real and you never make no pattern. And you love not your part time. You always prove love to me during bad times. We make up through the ups and downs and the bad times. Ha, baby girl, you real. You gon' never sell me out for a meal. You gon' always be there. Even if I get sentenced to jail. But my mind was in prison till the day that I met you. God gave the best gift the day that I got you. Thank you.
Since you come, let me life won't ever be the same again. Make kinda like the way you love me, make I just feel complete. You like the girl where they make kinda grow. So I know I gon' let you go. Take go, take go. You know the girl where they make how they grow. So I know I go let you go. Take go, take go, baby.
What they affect me, you can have them. The hates not for shake me. Last them both take time. This love is a sin and so man them go shame. If love is a crime, I mean life I go pay. They say love is blind. Now you open me eyes, you fly. Now you no more look like an angel. I love all your curves and I love all your angles. Even you smile, how you make things they blossom. Even you vex and you trouble it for them. I love it. Baby girl, I go lay down. So you go walk and step on no puddle. For you, I go do anything and be humble. Give you me last, baby girl, I no go grumble. Me love, no go fumble. They say me now you jumble. Cause you love, I no go gamble.
Since you come, let me life won't ever be the same again. Make kinda like the way you love me, make I just feel complete. You like the girl where they make how they grow. So I no go let you go. Take go. Take go. You come to me life won't ever be the same again. Make kinda like the way you love me, make I just feel complete. You know the girl where they make how they grow. So I know I'll go let you go. Take go. Take go, baby.
Now you pick up all the broken pieces and put me back together and put me back together, huh? Now you send me where the Legion gets. Now we go that together, now we go that together, huh? Baby, where you smile, now you know me sunshine. Any face just define like the moonshine. Baby girl, yeah, you loyal. One of a kind, then you team up by yourself. If I hate, I hate till I go kill yourself. No man, no make you, now you make yourself. Baby, you find out, so proud of myself. You by me side, now they cack by myself. Your lips, sweet, like honey, sugar. I like the way you they give me sugar. Now you know me sugar, baby. I no go ever, ever, ever let you go.
Since you
not just to feel complete. You like the girl where they make her they grow. So I know I'm gonna let you go. Take go, take go. You come to me life, me life no ever be the same again. Make her no like the way you love me, make her just to feel complete. You like the girl where they make her they grow. So I know I'm gonna let you go.
Because when I come back, my guest will be right here, and that is Naomi Achu, talking about her album, Long Live the Queen. You wanna hear that? I'll be right back with my guest. Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Van Dee, Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time for a healing journey. I guarantee. Hello again, everybody. Welcome to your super show. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Earlier on today on the show, I told you that my special guest on this day is the award-winning Cameroonian superstar, Naomi Achu. Wow, you want to know more about her? She's going to tell you exactly who she is and how far she's come. Welcome to the African Beat, Naomi.
Thank you so much, Mr. Vandy. I am so honored to be here.
And it is so good because I know it's been a long time that I've been running after you. I want you to come to the studio, come to my show. What have been keeping you away?
Just, you know, in the studio and waiting for the right time to come to the studio and making sure that, you know, when I come, I have a lot to give
and
to your viewers.
Today you are ready.
I'm ready.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm ready.
You are really ready. You have a brand new album, right?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to look at that. What's the title of the album?
It's called Long Live the Queen.
Long Live the Queen?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
So who is the queen in this sense?
Me. But, you know, I think Long Live the Queen is, it's more of a concept as opposed to just me. It's more of a concept of, you know, the African woman being strong and empowering herself and empowering the community. Of course, you know, I have the moniker called Queen of Bamenda. So people would call me Queen of Bamenda, and I was like, okay, well, this next album, I have a song called Busybody in it, which talks about hardworking women and women taking time to take care of themselves. So really, it's about female empowerment.
The whole album?
Not all, though. I mean, I would say it's more specific to me.
Okay.
But there's a lot of things that people can pick from.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we have a lot to talk about today. Yes. But let's just start off with the first song.
Yes.
Because people have heard you and they know now that you're the Queen of Bamenda. You were born in Bamenda, Cameroon, right?
I was actually born in Boya, but my family is from Bamenda.
Your family is from Bamenda.
Yes.
I love the name of that town there, Bamenda.
Yes, it's a beautiful town.
You know, I just love it because most of the Cameroonians that I've met, you know, especially those from the Anglophone Cameroonian side,
yes,
always talk about Bamenda.
Beautiful place. I'm going to take you there one day.
Really?
Yes.
Then I'll be the king.
We should plan a trip. Yes, oh. We will. We will take good care of you.
Oh, well, how lucky I am. Well, African Beat fans out there, get ready because we're coming to Bamenda.
Yes,
but let's
we are.
Take our first track for today because there's so much to talk to you about. But let's enjoy good music right now from Naomi Achu. And her first track is called Alhaji. We're not going to say anything about it. You listen to the track. Here we go now with Alhaji by Naomi Achu.
I go take your money, go. Alaji, I go take your money, go.
Yes, so.
Because Alaji is a big spender.
Yes, big spender.
Baby.
Not me, oh.
Alefuka.
Alefuka.
Wow, Alefuka, eh? Come on, Al. Now, you know, I love the shake your body.
Thank you.
When you just shake your body like that. Come on, guys, shake your body.
Cameroon Titi.
I tell you, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest today is the Queen of Bamenda. And that is the one and only Naomi Achu.
Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
You said this one is from your last album, right?
Yes, my last album, Positive Energy. And it's on iTunes. So if you like the song, go check me out on iTunes, Naomi Achu, Positive Energy.
The allergies are not going to like you for that song.
Actually, a lot of allergies like it.
They like it?
It makes them laugh.
It makes them laugh because, hey, oh my God. And as they laugh, that's how they go, they spend the money.
And that's how they go, they remember the one where they don't take their money. Yeah.
All right. Let's just come back now to the real Queen of Bamenda. You know, we want to listen to your journey a little bit. Okay. I know, you know, to start off and be where you are today, it's been quite a journey.
Oh, yes, so definitely.
Let's look at that a little bit.
Okay, so I've been singing all my life. I wrote my first song when, you know, we used to live in England. So I wrote my first song when I was about 8. It was called Smile. I can't remember all the lyrics, but I've always loved music. And I grew up in a home where my mom used to love to sing.
Well, can you remember a bit of that?
Go smile from ear to ear. Some childish lyrics. Something about smile from ear to ear. It'll make you happy. Just a happy song. I think I was vacuuming. I was just doing some household chore, and then the song came to me. And then when I was in Cameroon, I wrote songs for my girl group in my boarding school.
Okay.
We would have a girl group, and then I would write songs. Some others would write songs, and, you know, I would do some leads. And my passion started there because I realized, oh, wow, okay, well, I can actually write a song. Oh, okay, I can actually hold a note. I can actually sing. So maybe I can explore this further. And it's just always been a passion, and I've just loved singing. I love being creative because you just never know what's going to come out of just nothing.
Well, normally those days you go into school and you start singing. The first thing every African artist will tell you, oh, my parents didn't want me to sing.
Yes.
They want me to be a doctor. They want me to be a lawyer. They want me to be this.
Yes.
So
yes.
How did you get along with them when it comes to your singing?
It wasn't easy.
Had that same battle?
Oh, yes, I did. I had a big battle. And not just that, but I'm a girl. Mm-hmm. You know, so if a boy is having issues, then what more of a girl who is supposed to be submissive and who is supposed to be at home? And I would be in the studio till like 12 midnight sometimes. You know, so it was a big struggle getting, you know, my family to understand that it's my passion. And sometimes I still have to struggle with that. But, you know, at the end of the day, like they say, at the beginning, they will ask you why you're doing it. But later on, they will ask you how you did it. So I would just say for anybody who has this aspiration, as long as you're consistent and you're persistent, if you start and people see your passion and they see that what you're doing is good, then they will join in and God will do the rest.
So are the parents around, mama, are they around still to see the lady, the woman that you've become, the powerful Naomi Achu? And now when she sings, everybody opens their eyes and their ears and say, whose voice is that?
Actually, it's so funny because this album, the Long Live the Queen, the first single, Busybody, was inspired by my mom.
Ooh.
Yes, because she came to visit with me last year because, you know, I just had a baby. So she came and...
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. And she was all over the place. I think it was like at 11 at night or 12 midnight, and she was telling me to do something. So I said, but mommy, isn't it so late? Why do you, you know, why are you giving me chores at 12 midnight?
And that was
singing.
In your own house.
Yes.
Not their own house. Our mothers are always the same.
Always the same. You know, for my mom, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I will always be her baby.
Uh-huh.
So I said, but mommy, wait. It's 12 midnight. Aren't you going to sleep? So then I said, mommy, you be busy, buddy. Hey, you know they sleep for night.
Uh-uh.
And then I started, you know, I finished writing the song. I went to the studio. I wrote it. I said, mommy, listen to your song. She was like, oh, wow. I was like, oh, wow, this is a hit. She was smiling and laughing. So yes, they're around, and I think they're amused by my work, because I like to make people laugh and I like to make my music interesting. So.
And that is so interesting. I love that. And so we're not going to waste any more time. We're going straight to the song Busybody, and we're going to dedicate this one to you, Mama. This one is specially for you. We want you to enjoy it because it is your song anyway.
Yes, yes.
And I hope you get some royalties for that.
Yes.
No, I'm just saying.
Yes.
Make sure Mama gets some royalties.
Oh, yes, Mama
will.
Mama,
I hope you're listening.
Mama has me now. Everything I have is hers.
It has. All right, let's get to the song now. Busybody, the next track here by our guest today, Naomi Achu. Mama, don't capture this one finish. Eh?
Thank you.
Mama, thank you for giving this inspiration. This is beautiful. Busybody. You know, when you take the normal phrase, the busybody.
Yes.
It's completely different from what you're using it
here
right now.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because that phrase goes for gossiping and all this stuff.
Yes.
How did you play around it like that?
Well, it just came to me. You know, when I write songs, sometimes they really just come to me. I don't sit and go looking for them. It just came. And I know very well that in a lot of African countries, when they call you a busybody, that means you're somebody who looks for trouble in other people's homes and you're gossiping. I know it's like that in Nigeria, Sierra Leone. But for me, busybody is just somebody who is always busy. You know, that's my definition. Mm-hmm. So when I was writing, I was like, okay, busybody, she doesn't sleep at night, and then talking and then bringing the whole story into play, I was like, well, it's gonna work, and it worked. So
like yes. Busy in, that is the Creole, the pidgin.
Yes.
Like, you are very busy today. Doing so much work around the house.
Yes.
And oh my God, I never looked at it that way.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
My God, this is a new one. I love it.
Yeah, like you say, I like to make people laugh. So, you know, people will listen to Busybody and they'll think it, you know, they'll think it's talking about gossiping.
That was the first thing that crossed my mind.
Yes.
This is awesome. I love it.
Thank you. And that's another way to look at it.
Okay, well, that's good. And for the women out there that are working very hard, you know, every day moving up and down, and we'll dedicate this one to you.
Yes.
Not that you are going out to look for trouble or gossip. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the way you walk your body. You know, you do every kind of thing, you know, to make sure, you know, you forget about yourself and think about other people. Always thinking about other people. Always thinking how to help other people.
Yes. And that is what mothers do in our society, you know, especially in, I mean, I think mothers do that everywhere.
Everywhere.
You know, you wake up in the morning, you're not thinking about yourself. You're thinking about your child first. What will your child eat, what will your husband eat, or, you know, how will you provide for your family before even thinking about yourself. You know,
and you know, our mothers used to cook. When they cook, they will not eat.
Yes.
They will wait, you know, until everything is done. Everybody has gotten their own food.
Yes.
And then eat.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah. So it's just to remind them that even though their family is important to them, their health and their well-being is also important to us.
Okay.
So the same way they're thinking about us is the same way we're thinking about them.
And this new album, Long Live the Queen.
Yes. I didn't title that album. Somebody did, and I loved it, and I took it. I went with it.
You just took it.
Yes. Long Live the Queen. It was actually my husband. He said, oh, what's the title of your album? I was like, I don't know. He was like, okay, Long Live the Queen. I said, okay, fine. No problem.
Hey. Mr. Husband, he don't do her. Long Live the Queen.
Uh-huh.
So he also contributed to the album.
That was his contribution. I said, okay, fine. I said, if you can put up with me in my late night sessions or studio sessions and all that, then this is the title of the album.
So thank you very much, Husby. Thank you. All right. You know, people will definitely want to know about this album, this Long Live the Queen, you know, where to get it and all this stuff.
The album will be on iTunes as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right, let's go back to the music. And you've been in Cameroon. Have you ever performed some of your songs in Cameroon?
Tell us
about when you went to Cameroon,
yes.
Performed there, and your performance here. What does it look like?
I think good music will entertain any crowd. So, you know, when I perform, I think the response is usually the same. No particular difference. My last performance in Cameroon was on CRTV, Cameroon Radio Television, with Gwen of the Hello Show. It was wonderful. And it was so interesting because that same day when I was out in the community, I had two or three people say, oh, were you the one I saw on TV? Was that you? And I was like, yes, that's me. So it's nice to know that, you know, people remember you. From seeing you in the morning, and this was a couple of years back when I had just brought out my first EP. But I'm going to be going back this summer, by the grace of God, for some more festivals and some more shows. As soon as the album is out, I want to take it back home where it belongs.
I know you've won a lot of accolades. You know, you are an award-winning singer from Cameroon.
Thank you.
So what's in the box? What's coming up?
What else is coming up? Well, I've been nominated for certain awards, DEA, which is Diaspora Entertainment Awards, NEGA, let me see, Best Female Artist, I think Best Song, Busybody.
Mm.
Yes.
That song is good.
Thank you.
It is good.
Thank you so much. And let's see, the next one is... African Awards of Washington, African Awards of DC is coming up in November. Best Female Artist. So it's nice to know that all these boards are recognizing me.
They're recognizing you.
It feels good to know that my work is being
recognized out there. All right, yes. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. My guest is Naomi Achu. You've heard her. Like I said, she's an award-winning star from Cameroon, and she's doing a thing. The album Long Live the Queen is coming out and smashing. You've had the songs, and there are more to come. And the next song we're going to play from that album is It's My Life.
Yes.
Let's talk about the song before even I play It's My Life. You know, that title takes us way back to those olden days when we used to dance this old funky music.
Oh, yes.
It's My Life.
It's My Life. So this is Afrobeats.
Okay.
And I actually wrote the song to the beat. So the beat was made by Sam Clef. He's one of Nigeria's top producers. He's worked with Wizkid and a lot of other top artists in Nigeria. So he made the beat and it was like, okay, Naomi, here's your beat. I was like, okay, what am I going to write to this? And then this was the inspiration that came to me. It seemed like such a lively beat and something that people could dance to. So mm-hmm. I tried to write something very danceable and something that people could relate to.
All right.
So it's East My Life.
All right. Well, because this song is a dance song, I'll dedicate it to the host and producer of Music Time in Africa. Heather, if you're listening or you're watching this one, we're dedicating this one to you because I know you love to dance. And this is It's My Life. Let's go.
Awesome.
My goodness. This is beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, one thing that I've noticed in all your songs,
yes.
Normally we have artists that can just sing,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and we have those who are rappers.
Yes.
But you blend all of it.
Yes.
And you fusing the Western style,
yes.
into our traditional kind of music.
Yes, yes.
So tell me, how do you go about all of that? Because somebody can be a rapper, but
yes.
not a singer.
Yes,
but you
yes.
sing and you rap and you know.
Yes. And how I started rapping is, it's so funny because, you know, I started off singing and writing songs, singing. And then when I went into the studio, my first time going into the studio to record a song for myself, this was in Cameroon at M1 Studio with Emi Ngumba. I wrote this song and I said, okay, well, let me just add a rap verse into it. Let me see how it sounds.
Hmm.
And it came out and people were like, okay. You know, and then I did another one here in my 4-track EP called No Boundaries. It's also on iTunes. There's a song there called The Kind of Man. And I did a rap verse in there. And people were coming to me asking for rap verses. They were like, oh, Naomi, can you get on my track for a rap? I was like, okay. I didn't know that I was a rapper now. But I was like, well, if this is something people enjoy, then I'll give them more of it. And of course, you know, being in the U.S., I want my music to be able to appeal to people of Africa, but also appeal to the worldwide population. So I do my best to, you know, to fuse both cultures, because my upbringing is African, it's American, and it's British.
And
so
it's British.
So I try to fuse my upbringing into my music.
So can we call it United Nations?
Yes, yes. That sounds better. Let's change the album title, United Nations.
All right. Well, you know, it's been wonderful having you here on this show today,
Thank
the African
so
Beat.
Thank you.
Just before I let you go, I know people around the world will be listening to you or they'll watch this video.
Yes.
And what is going to be your message to them? Let's look at the women.
Yes.
You know, you're talking about women empowerment.
Yes.
What would be your special message to the women as this album is coming out? And then you talk to even those in Cameroon that
yes.
are listening to you right now.
My message to women is, think about yourself. In as much as you have a home to run, in as much as you have family to raise, also think about yourself and putting your best foot forward. And I want to speak especially to the youths who are growing up and that, you know, need motivation to do certain things. I would say, keep respecting your family. Keep respecting your parents is very important. And whatever it is that you want to do, go to them. Whether it is something that they don't like or they like, always look to your parents and to God for that guidance. And be persistent in what you want. And if you're pursuing what you want with a good heart, your family will learn to appreciate you. We need more females in... We need more females that we can look up to. We're a very powerful gender. We can do a lot of things because we're smart. We're a smart gender. And I want us to use that wisdom to impart the people around us.
Wow.
So.
Words of wisdom. Wow.
Thank you.
That is the voice of a very powerful woman.
Thank you.
So once again, I want to thank you because... you know, this is your show.
Thank you.
Anytime, any day, this is your place.
Thank you. Thank
Make
you
it so your much. Place. It is a place for Africa, for African music. We play music from across the continent.
Thank you.
And Voice of America is the only station that can give you at least 30, 45 minutes of your time. Just like this.
I appreciate it.
And we make sure the voices that needs to be heard out there, young stars that are rising up that don't have the platform,
mm-hmm.
can come here. And we can give them that platform.
Thank you.
So I want to thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
And I wish you good luck and success in all your endeavors.
Thank you so much, David.
And to the little queen.
Yes.
Your baby is a girl.
Yes, a girl.
Yeah, the little queen that has just arrived.
Yes.
I want to wish her all the best.
Thank you.
And thanks to your husband.
Yes.
For actually understanding who you are.
Yes.
And what your passion is.
Yes.
Because that is where most people fail.
Yes.
That is where most female artists fail.
Mm-hmm.
Because their husband... or the family do not understand mm-hmm. what they have inside them.
Yes.
All what you needed from him is the support.
Yes.
And so I want to thank him for giving you that support.
Yes.
All right?
Thank you,
And
Dean.
So with that, I am David Van Dey, and I want to thank you all out there for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And so thanks to Naomi, and thanks to Abel PR, LaDana Drigo.
Yes.
Man,
yes.
this lady can make things happen. And to my technicians and my engineers out there, I say thank you so much. And to LaDosa Hawkins, thank you for doing all what you're doing for us. And with that, we're going to leave you now. But we leave you with this track. It is called Good Life. Live a good life. Lead a good life. Because the life you live today is what your children will look up to so that they can live that kind of good life. Naomi will send us away with Good Life. Let's rock the house. Yeah.